never was much of a literary. And I certainly can't email or text you. Can't even send a tweet. So I guess I'll write another letter. Dear me. No. Dear you. No. Dear Dave. No, I think it's music. Oh well. Let's try it. Hey, buddy. Greetings from me, you, whatever. An older, wiser version, of course. Well, you may not think so. Hey, you're 15 and I remember it well. Adults. What the hell do I know? Turns out quite bad. So, listen up for what it's worth. You've arrived at an interesting time in your life. Interesting and confusing, I'll bet. Kind of scary, too. On to high school next fall. Yikes. Bye-bye, junior high, where you're at the top of the heap. Come September, you're starting all over again. At the bottom. A whole new version. No worries. Try lots of different jobs. You'll learn what you don't want to do for the rest of your life. Good experience and money in your pocket. Bro, oops, sorry, did it again. Remember, you want to show those young ladies good time. Lots of terrific things are headed your way, so remember to be thankful. Show gratitude and go to church. That special girl I mentioned earlier, well, you're going to end up marrying her one day, and it'll be the best thing that ever happened. Sorry, I can't tell you anymore. Think of this one, too. Oh, and one more thing. Enjoy that nice guy here you got. Yeah.
perspective. So how do you get perspective on life? Where do you stand to get perspective on the world? Are you in the boat, so happy to see land, or are you on the land, so happy to see a boat? So this morning we're going to talk about perspective and kind of dig underneath our perspective. Because we all stand on a set of basic assumptions that help us to make sense out of the world that we live in. So what is it that gives you perspective on life?
Hearing other people's stories.
Life experience.
Seeing the bigger picture.
Life is tough. What else? What gives you perspective on life? Getting to know people who are different from myself, from different cultures, or experiences. Carol?
Go to a hospital or a nursing home.
What helps give you perspective?
Spending time alone.
Childhood experience.
Grandparents.
Trying to walk in someone else's shoes. Gives perspective.
Sometimes the awe of nature.
The awe of nature, yeah. The wonder act.
You know, you just realize how small you are.
Yeah, yeah. What else?
Faith.
Gives you perspective on life.
The science classes are taking.
Yeah, education. Yeah. Awesome. What else?
Understanding
how you fit in. Yeah. Anything else? Get your perspective.
It looks like there's a really good show on the sport where you actually use perspective on your own perspective. It's really good.
So Jerry is sharing that Will Smith did a special called One Small Rock, One Strange Rock, which is the perspective of Earth from the point of view of an astronaut in space. So what else helps to give you perspective?
History.
Giving yourself time to set the day of the situation.
Oh, yes. Sometimes giving yourself that. The given time to step away, right, gives perspective. Yeah.
It's actually, all of Jared said, there's actually a poem that was out there. It's America's Called Actors. And it's based on what American Indians do of the things that we do.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, the strange thing to do or hear, or see how it goes, but it's really interesting.
Yeah, so, the poem America Backwards. So thinking about poets, and then that helps give you a different understanding, right? But literature can be a gift. Literature, movies, I think they all can comment and give you a different perspective from the way that you see the world. So perspective comes from a lot of different things. Media, education, experience, prayer, faith. Sometimes it's just your gut. Instinct can give perspective, science can give perspective. So all of these things help to give us a sense of perspective. But perspective also comes based on simply what's in you. So for example, I love to travel. And I'm at home on a Sunday night, I'm watching Game of Thrones. And I'm watching their And so one of the things that I now want to travel to Iceland on a Sunday night because there are these amazing picturesque views because they're filming a show in Iceland. So now my next place I want to travel is Iceland because that's a view. Or here's another example. I love food, and I love garlic. And so whenever I smell garlic, I immediately just want to eat, like, because that's what's in view, right? So perspective also comes with whatever is in view. Perspective is grounded in learning and experience and context. So thinking about these two pieces, you know, what perspective is grounded in and what is also in view, what kind of perspective, thinking about all this, should we have on life? What kind of perspective should we have on life? So today we're going to start a new series, and it's called Backwards. And it's based on a book called Living Life Backwards by David Gibson. And this book is a study on the book of Ecclesiastes in the Bible. And it's one of those often not read books other than the poem about time. But the writer of Ecclesiastes has a really unique perspective on wisdom and life. And the premise of Gibson's book is that the best way to have perspective on life, to live fully, is to view it from the perspective of your own death. So let me quote. He writes, "I am convinced that only proper perspective on death provides the true perspective on life. Living in the light of your death will help you to live wisely and freely and generously. And it will give you a big heart and both hands and enable you to relish all the small things of life in deeply profound ways." So now I know, imagining that you're living your life from the perspective of your own death can feel very difficult or heavy or distracting. And for some of you, that might be true. Because in many ways, our culture tries to run and hide from our own death. Like, if you think about years ago, we used to have viewings in our own family homes. We used to take care of loved ones who were aging or who were dying within our own families. Death was much closer to us on a daily basis. And now, when someone is dying, we have hospice care, or we have a hospital setting, or we go to a nursing home, so we often don't hold these things so close to us anymore, and it's almost as if we push dying practices or grieving practices away. So I understand that talking about them can be hard. So even in ministry, we notice that there are fewer and fewer funerals that are happening in churches or even in funeral homes anymore. We're having a hard time with death. And I think this is hurting us because it's helping, it's kind of changing our perspective on life. I think that when we are able to recognize that one day my life will come to an end, I will die, it helps to free me from the fear of death. And without that fear, it enables me to start fully living in each day and each moment as a gift. And this is the beautiful wisdom of the book of Ecclesiastes. So, to talk about this book a little bit, the writer of this book is often called the teacher or the sage, because this book is full of wisdom that is like practical human wisdom, like stuff that you just, you know, based on your own experience, your life experience, what your parents and your grandparents pass down to you. And the teachers assume, he assumes in this book, that human beings are their own best teacher. That we have wisdom within us, and that all we need to do is unlock it and unleash it. And when we do that, it leads to tremendous personal growth. So what are some of the ways that we discover wisdom? The teacher of Ecclesiastes believes that wisdom is the tool in which we can investigate our world. It's grounded in experience in real life, and it's passed down through tradition, generation to generation. So thinking about wisdom in this way, I wonder, what kind of wisdom would you give to your younger self? Besides the obvious that you might have less hair. Which is brilliant. So let's watch this video together, exploring this question, and we're going to do this together as a group as well. This is a group of women from Australia who are asked the question, what kind of wisdom would you give your younger self? So what advice would you give to your younger self?
Builds schools and builds hospitals and builds churches.
and sees Christians becoming much, much poorer than they might have been otherwise. Ecclesiastes type wisdom, Christ-like wisdom, grows believers who spend their life on living in the world rather than preparing as if we were going to die. And so our breathwork journey begins. For the next 5 weeks, we're going to discover the wisdom that lies within us, and we're going to unleash the Spirit of God and the Spirit of love that gives us courage to live every day to the fullest as it were our lives. And we're going to grow and trust in one another, and wisdom from the experience of one another in community, so that together we can grow in love and compassion for ourselves, for one another, for our wider community. So you all have been given this amazing gift of this one wild and crazy and precious life. So let's go. Amen.
Showing you a prayer request, prayers for a new beginning in business and opening of great paths. How fitting. Are there any other prayer requests that Joyce is going to send?
For my sister, Christina, her divorce is now.